Spanish when he's around because he doesn't speak Spanish.
When I ask you some of these things, sir, do you think of words in Spanish, or do you think?
Yes, some of them. I right away I know what it is in Spanish.
Uh-huh. Then you try to translate
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that, and you find yourself doing that when you're trying to think of something in Spanish? You think of an English
yes.
word?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We use that's the reason I say it's just a mixed language, and everybody is that way.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, my friends and my children and everybody, we just talk that way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I wish I could do that.
Are you trying to learn Spanish?
I'm picking up a lot of words, but I'm not, I've
uh-huh.
never studied it really. But I can definitely say I know a lot more Spanish than I knew before.
When, where are you going next?
I'll be going up to Corpus Christi and then just up. Sort of working up towards Houston.
Oh, I thought you were going to Mexico.
No, unfortunately.
Oh.
I just been across some. When I was in Laredo, I crossed over to Nova Laredo, and here I went to Matamoros, but just I would really like to go down to Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
But
my sister-in-law and her husband just got back from their vacation there, but they flew and they had to do a lot of walking, because those taxis up there, they charge so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took this, what they call, I guess it's a subway,
mm-hmm.
Metro,
mm-hmm.
underground, They say that's cheap, but they only stayed 5 days, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they didn't get to go very much in 5 days because it's a big city.
No,
10 million people.
Uh-huh.
They say there's just people day and night on the streets.
That's what I've heard. This.
Mm-hmm.
It's really crowded.
I wouldn't want to go unless I knew somebody there. And somebody that knew how to get around.
Yeah. Well, at least you can speak Spanish,
mm-hmm.
though. Have you ever traveled around to... Like, there was a shrine at Valpurias. Have you ever...
No.
Traveled up
to
there?
No. To visit there? No, I haven't.
Just mainly around the valley? There.
Yes. Well, I've been to Austin and mm-hmm. San Antonio. When we lived in San Antonio, we went to Austin
mm-hmm.
Quite a few times. And then that's about all here in Texas. And then, of course, when we go west, we go through El Paso.
Uh-huh. So around Christmas, when people want to go shopping, they want to get something really special. Where do they go? Corpus Christi or is...
Well, there's a lot of shopping centers here. You mean just to go shopping for Christmas gifts?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to get...
Something special?
Uh-huh. Do people ever travel to Corpus Christi or San Antonio here? Or do they mainly just...
They shop here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People from Mexico come to shop here. For Christmas,
uh-huh.
I hear, but and then a lot of people from here will shop in Matamoros for
uh-huh.
Christmas gifts.
But this is a big enough city.
Yes, I think so.
If you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And to carry clothes out to hang them on the line. Carrying that in a
basket?
And if an electric lamp like this wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
bulb.
And what kind of bulb? You'd call it a
light bulb.
Uh-huh. And something that a musical instrument you play, you blow on.
Harmonica?
Any other name for that?